Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for coming. I think we all know each other, but we're just going to go around real quickly and introduce ourselves. We're going to start with down there with Judy, with her mouth full. We're so glad that Jamie sent an invite to everybody to get them
here. Just text Oscar so we can get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, but she didn't really send it. We're trying to figure out how it got to all of us. Did y'all get that too? An invite with, you got it? Yeah.
With her little picture on it.
When I got it, I was like, oh man, this is great. I'm glad she sent this out.
Jennifer Bauer received it.
One.
Oh,
I
went.
It's a nice picture.
Yeah.
I have never put my picture on this
whole
thing.
Huh. Interesting. Hopefully they can figure there. Well, okay. Hopefully Oscar can figure out what's going on. Yeah.
I'm the chief nursing officer at the hospital, and we had talked about this meeting about how the counselors would be here, and I said I would love to come one day and just see the counselors and visit with them and talk about health careers or get the opportunity to talk about health careers. So. Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome.
All right. Yeah, sure. Go
ahead. Okay, Mary Beth Absenhoff, counselor at Penn Elementary.
And I'm Kathy Scott. I'm the school climate specialist for John C. French and Hunt.
I'm Tamara Kino, the marketing director at the hospital.
Tammy Rosowski, wellness center director and parent.
Jessica Hernandez, parent and human resources for ISD.
Wanda Hayes, district nurse.
Jamie Dyer, junior high principal.
Ruby Rodriguez, Director of Special Programs and also a parent.
Sandra Hernandez, Food Service Director.
Jennifer Bauer, John C. French, Principal and Parent.
Allison Krauser, Counselor at John C. French.
Denise Gable, County Extension Agent, and I am a group parent now.
Really?
Wow. God bless y'all.
Bridget Turney, Principal at Penn.
Okay, thank y'all for coming. So first thing we're going to do is review the minutes. So everybody should have gotten a copy of the minutes. And if we're all good with those and we don't need any corrections to them, if anybody would like to motion to approve the minutes.
I'll motion to approve the minutes.
Okay, perfect. And anybody want a second? Okay, perfect. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay. All right. Now we're going to go to reports and updates. I really don't have anything to report. I mean, Tamara and I are probably talking down here about the Heart Walk coming up, but I don't have anything to report at this moment. Denise, do you have anything?
No.
No? Okay. Well, we'll move right along.
I will tell you that we had a health fair this past week, and I did not get to visit with, it was the A&M School of Nursing, Dr. Jody Geary, who came and spoke on Monday about fentanyl awareness.
Yeah, she was good. Really good.
Talk. And when she was walking out on Tuesday after the health fair, she said, "We got a lot to talk about. I got grant money that I want to spend with you." Because I told her we really need to talk. There's things with Shaq I think that we could utilize them for, and that's free programming. So I will follow up.
Yeah.
Coming last week was just slammed with our photography contest and getting ready for our start trip. But
her talk was good. I liked it. Yeah.
She's got sexual abuse talk. She's got a friend that's a counselor for the perpetrator, not the victim, that she counsels with them, and she just had all kind of stories. Yes,
wow.
And
we're
always looking for stuff like that. That I think that
to meet our Senate bill requirements on the NORCAN. In looking at what the guidelines are, we have met everything except we still need fentanyl awareness. And opioids, and we need suicide prevention. So I was hoping that Kathy's group could help with that, but a guest speaker and a couple times, one for junior high, one for high school.
Yeah. Just tell me when, and I know she'll do it. She's pretty.
She was really good.
She had a good sense of humor.
Yeah, and she was engaging, and
the kids.
Oh.
Well, it was adults, but I mean, yes, I think she'd be good with the kids.
She's got two kids.
Yeah.
But,
No, and she kept it, short and sweet. It wasn't like this long, but it was interesting.
She did tell me she had a lot of good pictures to go with for children.
Yeah, right, right.
Isn't given to a child audience.
I think, yeah, I think she was really good, Wanda. So, yeah, it'll probably be good to utilize her for sure. So, okay, let's move right on down. Kathy, do you have an update for the... I know, I think Ruby has the updates for Courtney and Lacey, but if whoever wants to go first, you want to go, Kathy?
At Hunt, I serviced 53 children in counseling, and then I had 9 at John C. French that I visited with. At John C. French and Hunt, we're doing a kindness tree where the children are writing kind things, and so they really seem to like that, and ours is growing at John C. French as we speak. And I had 1 suicide assessment in January, and we set up massages for self-care at both schools. And we had for the teachers, mm-hmm. and then we had a teacher care package for self-care for them. We're setting up at Hunt. We did kindness quilts where the kids did kindness little posters, and then we put them up and made a quilt in the glass areas. We have our kindness and Bully Buster Club. They're really working hard. They are doing the morning announcements with kindness reminders. And we, Ms. Axenhofer and I have 2 girls groups a week at Hunt, 4th and 5th grade right now.
Okay.
Are you going to begin? You're going to begin some at
yes.
French, too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. And they get to dress up this week and stuff. They're excited about that. Yes. My little one was excited. So, but of course he gets embarrassed. Do I want to get on the bus? People are going to make fun of me. I'm like, you're fine.
More participation for this pajama than in December.
Oh, really?
Kids were really excited.
Yeah, yes. Oh, yeah.
Pushed it a little bit more.
Right. I'm like, yeah, you can wear pajamas. Everybody loves that day. Man, wish we could do that.
We're also doing at both schools poster contest or a poster essay contest at Hunt.
Okay.
So,
That's great. Thank you, Kathy. Ruby, you want to update?
Sure. So at Coral High School and at Coral Junior High School, Ms. Dyer is here with Junior High. The school climate specialists have been having, they had a very successful student support group. They've been meeting with students during lunchtime, and they're talking about making good choices, goal making, how to be more positive, and just overall well-being. Mm-hmm. It was very successful at junior high, very successful at high school, and they're going to have another one. They were just waiting to get principal approval mm-hmm. for that. Ms. Fennell is not here. So on February 9th, they had a 101 life skills. It's like life basics where they have group seniors break out in different groups, and they were just talking to them about dating violence and what to do if you are ever pulled over, you know, how to react when a police officer pulls you over. There were just very simple good. Things that we may take for granted that they know, and they right. honestly don't. They could panic and mm-hmm. cause harm to themselves or others. At junior high, they have not had any behavioral threat assessments. This is ending January 2024. No suicide risk assessments. They, Ms. Chockwell is seeing 54 students, and there are 3 students that have been referred for outside counseling and 2 students for TCHAT referrals. At high school, 0 behavioral threat assessments, 2 suicide risk assessments, I'm sorry, 3, 2 of them being moderate, 1 high risk. Ms. Tampone is seeing a total of 48 students at high school. 3 students have been referred for outside counseling, and there are 0 TCHAT referrals. We have all been receiving emails from TCHAT that they are inundated right now across the state of Texas, and there's a huge shortage. Hmm. So we hope that that's all via. This is all for telehealth, mental health services.
Okay, sorry.
Yes, sorry about that.
Okay, no, that's all.
It's children's mental health. and they're just inundated. They can't keep up with the need in Texas.
That's sad. Thank you.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
That. Sandra, yes, for your nutrition update.
The only thing I have is March 4th through the 8th is National School Breakfast Week. We're trying to get stuff together. I'm having an issue with John C. French because I'm not sure how to really do anything fun since they have breakfast in the classroom. So we're going to see what we can figure out. Hunt, of course, is super easy because they do come to the cafeteria. So I have to just reach out to Ms. Sarnia on a couple of things that if she's okay and on board with us celebrating at her campus. High school and junior high, we're probably just going to do breakfast for lunch, even though we're supposed to celebrate breakfast. But we're just going to push because they have brunch. Again, they come to the carts. Those kids want to know nothing but grab their food, put their number, and go. So even if we try to do a prize or a game, they're not happy. They just go. That's it. They're done. We might do a couple of more different parfaits because they really like the parfaits. Right now we only do a pineapple parfait. So we might do like a fresh strawberry or blueberry or something else to see if maybe we can get more to actually join us for the brunch. But still kind of brainstorming. I know I have a little bit of time left, but...
when is the day again?
March 4th through the 8th.
Okay, so it's all week then. Okay, gotcha.
Yes.
Okay. Breakfast food's always good all day, if you ask me.
Put Chick-fil-A sauce on it and they'll eat it.
Put what on it?
Chick-fil-A sauce.
What about, so we don't have Rita.
No, students.
Do you have anything on that or no?
Not able to make it today. I don't have anything that I can share on
their behalf. Okay.
I know that they did have a food truck show up last week.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been working together with some student groups and helping unload and prepare the backpacks and food for the weekends.
Well, and then it was around Christmas what we were doing?
It was right before Christmas.
Right before Christmas, yeah. How much did we end up,
ooh.
Do you remember? Sorry to put you on the spot.
Yeah.
But I know we did at the hospital, we collected for them, and I think it was quite a bit.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
We got quite a bit for them,
good.
So they were very appreciative
Coats
of that.
Coats and Fox, right?
No, it was food. We did a huge food drive. Yeah, we collected quite a bit. There was we had a lot of food.
It was a lot.
So they were, I think, they're very appreciative of that. So, all right, safety update, Ruby.
Mm-hmm. With a mouthful.
Oh, sorry.
No,
let you swallow.
We applied for the 2023-25 Safety and Facilities Enhancement Grant, Cycle 1. This grant is $527,000, and it will help us offset the costs that we are having to almost take out of local funds to meet all the new school safety standards.
Okay.
So that would be pre-award to help replenish that.
Right.
We're having a hard time collecting bids in a timely manner. As you know, every public school in the state of Texas has to meet these requirements, so we're all pulling from the same contractors and vendors in our small area.
Right, exactly.
H&H Door is who we've been working with, and they've had to come out on two different occasions. So we hope by next month we get some firm quotes where we can move forward.
Okay.
We had our safety and security committee meeting on January the 24th. During that meeting, the agenda and minutes to the previous meeting are all posted on our website, public information for anyone to read and available. We had a TEA has been conducting intruder detection audits. That's where they try to gain unauthorized access into the schools. They check the holding areas to make sure that staff just can't walk in or that someone just can't walk in without verification.
Mm-hmm.
We had it at high school, December 9th, all clear, no findings. We had it at Crow Junior High, January, last week in January, all clear, no findings. We've been told that our remaining two audits will be held in February and March, and they come at a random time.
Okay.
Completely random. And some of them try to gain entry first, some of them will try to go to the office. And then they will check doors with administrators, but we've had both happen.
Okay, wow. So y'all, you're next. And you're next.
The high school's been done 3 times.
Oh, really? Yeah. So they don't, you don't really, so sometimes they don't.
Hunt has not had.
Oh, interesting. I would have thought they would have done.
And they're ready.
Yeah.
They can't find us.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, well, good. Okay, so let's move on. Upcoming health and wellness. Tamara, do you have anything coming up?
So this Saturday, we've got our heart walk that since our last meeting, we were able to kind of pull together with the help of Wanda. Thank goodness for her help in getting the track available for us to do this. So Saturday, we've reached out to vendors around town to get participation. Didn't have a huge participation shop-wise, but there are a couple of folks that are going to come out. And then Tammy designed a t-shirt and has been selling t-shirts to get the community and her members excited about the walk. So hopefully
the proceeds go to the American Heart Association.
American Heart Association. So, yes. Jennifer, y'all might know Jennifer. She is the American Heart Association representative that does Finn's Mission.
Oh, okay.
I had reached out to her to see if she would support our walk, and she sent over a flyer for Finn's Mission. I don't know if that was able to get out yet or not, but we'll have that at the walk, too, that families could scan that and be a part of that, too. So
we encourage you guys. I know y'all have a long 4-day weekend, so you might be going out of town, but hopefully the weather holds up. I guess we can make a decision probably Thursday. If it's looking like it's going to rain and stuff, we can move it into the Wellness Center. But obviously we want to do it out on the track just because it's kind of fun walking out there and having the music loud and everything. So, but it'll happen no matter what, regardless. But I'd encourage you guys to come out and hope to see y'all there and get a little walking in.
And the first one was in memory and honor of Kathy Smith.
Yes, yeah. Right. Yes. Yep. That was in 2019, right? 2019?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it was right before COVID.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was 2019. And then we didn't have, I don't think we had one.
We skipped a year for
skipped
some
a year
reason.
With COVID, maybe. COVID? Or maybe we had one in 2020 and not 2021. I don't know. There was 1 year, and then last year we didn't have one, but so yeah. Bringing it back because we couldn't use the track either that 1 year.
Right.
So remember, we had to walk around the Wellness Center. But
2 years ago.
Yeah, that was, yeah, we had it. We just kind of walked, made the block. But it's always a fun thing. And get out and start your morning off right, walking a couple miles.
And we are going to do the Finn's Mission. Is that right?
We're yes.
Going to...
Did you get that flyer okay that I emailed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
French and Hunt sent it out.
Okay, perfect. Perfect.
And Ms. Rickman also said they're doing a heart challenge on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
They're
okay.
Giving out little ribbons for the one that runs the most laps.
Okay.
Oh, fun.
Cool.
That's awesome.
That's fun. Wanda, do you have anything to update?
You know, with like Ruby said, with a lot of the new mandates, it's for kids and educating children and trying to help kids keep other kids healthy. We've included in, you know, the CPR AED is one time from 7th to 12th, and we usually do it in the health class at high school. So this time I added Narcan and Narcan administration. It's kind of funny because I just fell out on the floor in the middle of the classroom. And I heard a couple of them say,
"Oh, wow.
What's wrong with Ms.?" And one of them said, "This CPR class, she wants us to do something." I thought, "Oh, don't
really."
So,
yeah.
So, Officer Leal, I did it on purpose.
Oh, okay.
Officer Leal showed up right at the right time, and he said, "Well, you know, Miss Hayes, I think she's taking a lot of pain pills because she's old with those old hips." So I said, "Oh, we need Narcan."
Oh, that's too funny.
But in talking to kids, several things. They don't believe it's going to happen to them. They do not think drugs are as bad as what drugs are, and it's bad for them. And they're not willing to I mean, some, if it's really, like, if they see a child doing something that could end their life, they'll anonymously report it, but they're not telling on each other for unhealthy things. Yeah. And a lot of what we're seeing substance-wise, it's synthetic.
Yeah.
And
well, it's easy to get.
They're buying fake urine.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
At
these stores, at the vape
store? Girl, you can buy it at the Indian store.
What? Really?
Yesterday.
For real?
In every area of our and
it's a wait, what Indian store are you talking about?
Where's the we used to call it the Indian store. right across from the
Indian store. It's by the
sheriff's
office.
Oh, that one, yeah.
It's right by the sheriff's
office. No, she said across from the wellness center, that one that's right across from us, by Dairy Queen. Really? You asked them?
By Dairy Queen?
You can buy fake urine there.
Well, because we've had a couple of kids who like, when fake we urine because we do random testing and we do suspicion based depending on the situation. It doesn't have temperature and it doesn't have pH. So they keep it. It's on them somewhere.
Oh my gosh. Wow. That's crazy.
It's sad. It's scary.
Yeah, that is sad.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I, you know, the thing, we've had a couple of situations that.
Like, why do they, I've always wondered this, and y'all may tell me because I'm not real active persistent, I will admit. Like, don't those stores have to go through approval for the city?
I don't know.
Well, I've talked to. Approved or not? Ms. Hayes and Ms. Gable did. Yeah,
so why exactly is our city approving those?
Because I don't think anything is illegal under Texas law.
And what did she send you back? The mayor? It was like this long.
Is it a vote?
It's a rest
order. Yeah.
You could take a lead. I'm like.
Yeah.
But
something.
I'm asking like, does it? How does that work? Like, okay, well, I want to open a flower store. Per se, and I go in front of the city council. I guess I would apply for some kind of something. And then the city has to approve that I want to open my flower store. Yeah. But I would guess that person, if they were denied, they could come back and say, "Well, why not mine? You're discriminating." Mm-hmm. Could that be possible?
Probably. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Why not this store and why this store? You know, is that an argument they could have?
I have no idea.
People that work with the state and troopers, and they say very, very soon the state of Texas is going to legalize marijuana.
Really?
And these vape shops want to be in place, ready to go.
Okay. So our city our city council approves those.
Well, let me tell you, this is what I told her.
Thank you. I was going to ask
her. Yeah.
The last meeting that we had, there was that steered straight ink on vaping. I told her we're sitting there doing this. It's a very powerful message. We'd like to see if you or the city manager would be willing to watch it. The gentleman came into our school system, talked to the kids. He also visited with the vape shops, and we have, and found a lot of the things that he talked about in the video. Just coming from a concerned group, trying to protect our kiddos. She said, Denise, I would love to watch this video if possible, and I think the council would as well. So, do we still have access to that?
Yeah.
So it's something that we just need to probably contact as a concerned group from SHAC, maybe contact them and
maybe
a part of council
maybe no one has expressed their concern.
Yeah, probably not.
Right. That could be.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, so if you had a group of parents and a committee like this come to them, I think it maybe would make more of an impact. I mean, they're smart people.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how the process works. You know, like, I don't know what it takes to get approved to open a store or why you have to approve one over the other or how, would deny you the right to open.
At this point, if you've already had one, they're not going to deny
you. I would have guessed that's probably so. Why them, not us, kind of thing.
Right.
I think there's got to be some legal something
four
in there.
Of them?
And can anybody go in those stores or is there an age?
I think it's 18.
18, I think, but
21.
Oh, is it 21? Oh, I thought it was 18.
I don't know. I think it's at 21 or 18?
The urine is 18 because I put this poor kid on the spot. I said,
you asked somebody?
How much of that stuff have you? Well, because it just happened. I thought, what if this was the store?
And he said, oh, no, Ms. Hayes, I haven't sold any. And I would ask them for their ID. They have to be 18. I said, baby, I'm not the cop.
That I don't know. I thought, do you have to be 21 to purchase a vape?
Yes.
No, but to go in, can anybody go in the store? Or is there an age requirement?
Oh, into, I don't think, I mean.
To go in the store. So is there responsibility
They sell things that you don't have to be.
Well, yeah, and if you're going to just a gas station to get urine, anybody can go in there, you know? So how much do they charge for the urine?
Yes. So then that's where we need to address the problem. I think that you have more fuel to expire in one gas station.
Yeah, they got vapes everywhere.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
At Andy's when you go put your tacos.
Yeah, exactly. They're at all the gas stations too, so yeah.
I think that's what it's probably going to take, because it's just like alcohol, you know? You can't shut somebody down for selling alcohol because there is requirements to purchase it, but if they're selling it, then now you have a case.
Yeah.
The problem is what kind of group wants to send a little undercover proof, hey, we just sent, you know, our kid in there, they bought.
Yeah.
That's
going to
be
my camera get busted. Yeah. I don't have anybody underage now, but.
I don't know. I mean, if it's something we want to pursue, then we can try to do it as a group, you know, but I don't know. What else did she say on there in that text?
That was it? That the council members would probably like to see it as well. So that tells me that we need to, as a group, if we're concerned, that we need to address, get on council to.
Yeah.
Address it. Whether we send them the video ahead of time and they watch it, because that's too long for a council meeting. But
yeah, maybe it would be like we send the video to them, say maybe y'all's next meeting, y'all can watch this and then let us know after that. We'd be willing to, you know, come or something. Yeah.
You got to turn it around. What can we do as a group to assist y'all in trying to. Whatever.
Yeah.
Well, and being a person that frequently talks to these kids along with the administrators, they get it from their parents.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like they're going to the vape shop.
No. Well, their parents probably do it too, and it's around, you know. So
it's been the gas. There was one gas station in town that was selling to kids.
Yeah. And the kids
more than one student came forward and said, I bought it at the
gas
station.
Probably that one on Morgan.
Another one comes.
Morgan,
yeah, I bought
Morgan.
It at the gas station, and I'm like.
Yeah. So they're probably worse than the vape shops, the gas stations, you know, sellers.
They're trying to sell it because, you know, they're not going to push
their
product.
Right, exactly.
People don't think anything about a teenage kid walking into a gas station.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The vape shop,
that
it's
might.
It's a little more questionable.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
True.
Well, maybe, do you have that video, mm-hmm. You could send it to me and Denise, and we can try to work on something.
That'd
you know,
be great.
Just to get it into the right hands.
Before she goes out.
Yeah, right.
Before we have the number sixth or fifth or whatever number we're on next.
And maybe it's just the council's not educated on the issue. Because think about it, we know what's happening because
most people do not know.
They don't understand
what's going on.
Exactly.
You know, it's
and that might be a reason why they're thinking, oh, they're just. An adult's buying vapes.
Right.
And y'all have reports, like each campus has reports on incidents, I would imagine.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
So, that's very
You can
powerful.
Show them that, back them
those
up in that,
too. Those reports would be.
Powerful.
We keep all of it in Educator Handbook. It's all in there.
That's How's good. The vape detectors
every
going?
Year.
Oh, are they better now? Mm-hmm. Or are they?
The vape?
Because I knew y'all were having some issues with the
We're
getting
still working on
notifications or something or whatever. Yeah.
Now we understand that they will no longer work with mobile device text notifications. Mm-hmm. It's all email. Is that correct?
Okay. Yeah, so I literally have to keep my email pulled up on my phone if I'm going to do it, whereas I used to could be wherever on campus and get a text and immediately go to that bathroom.
Right.
That seems like archaic. Like it went backward. You know, it should be texting.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, like that should make it.
Taking us back.
Right, yeah. That's not very user friendly. No. Well, maybe they can. Yeah, because once you get the email, then you might.
Yes.
Might be too late at that point. You don't know. Yeah, I guess you can go back and look. But
in and out during the time span that it went off. But
still, that's
If I can provide an update, we just received an email from TChat, and what TChat is, Denise,
It's Texas Child Health Access through telemedicine, and it's mental health counselors that provide telehealth services. It says, "Dear school counselor, thank you for your patience during this pause of T-Chat services in San Antonio. We have worked diligently with our T-Chat colleagues across the state and found a solution. So they are now, as of today, they are now accepting referrals."
Okay, good.
It goes on to say that this month alone, through 2024, they serviced over 3,500 students.
Oof. 2 months.
Wow.
Across the state of Texas. Mm-hmm.
That partner with T-Chat. Our service center partner offered this, they had a presentation and then we signed up. Dr. Longbottom signed the memorandum of understanding and they became our partner.
Yeah, because not every district is
correct.
Partnered, so that's just out of the ones that are actually
not the whole state. Absolutely, yes. Just those that are partnering. Yes,
okay.
That's correct.
Oh, did she get me in?
And back to the things that were still missing, elementary schools. What did they talk about? It wasn't Gulf Bend. It was, who came to Hunt?
Oh, Gulf Coast.
Yes. What did they address?
The drugs and vaping and.
Did they talk about opioids?
No. Mm-mm.
Was it Midcoast?
Midcoast.
Yeah, that's
okay.
What it was.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Midcoast. Thank you, Rebecca.
No, it's the same group. Yeah, we work with so many different ones.
So French still needs to do something.
Well, we're doing the day at the end in May. May 10th?
May 10th. Mm-hmm.
I think. That we're going to do drug and alcohol awareness.
Oh, that's good.
We're going to do some little activities. It's going to be a rotation stations, basically.
Good deal.
For either a day or half a day, something like that. So we can fit it in there.
And I talked to the lady with TxDOT that has the drug glasses and the rollover car and all that.
I don't know about those for our kids.
No, that's
I don't think.
Yeah, that might not.
No. Drug goggles for us.
In high school, probably.
They might actually enjoy that.
And she says she pretty much has whatever day. She just needs to know how long we want, what we want in the presentations.
This is what the one me and Katie were going to flip, weren't we?
Yes.
We were going to do it one
day. I had put May 8th ?
Let's see if it's still open.
We are May 10th is the day we're doing it, for sure.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
We need
May 8th?
Yeah, I have an 8th.
Oh. We're going to need to get her, Denise's lady scheduled to talk about
We just called it drug and alcohol awareness day. We can come up with something. So May 8th, we'll play it safe or something like that. I don't know. We'll just see if Katie wants the morning or the afternoon, okay, whichever she doesn't want. I'll take, we'll make it work. Okay, let me see what I need. And they've got, you want that by the end of this year, kids off campus. It has, they have to meet it by May 31st.
I have to have the instruction by May 31st.
Is there days that I can tell her?
Do we want May 8th?
Do you want to utilize her for two schools, like morning and afternoon for one day? Or
Do we want to do morning and with the fentanyl and Narcan and whatnot and then do the TxDOT thing and then swap? I mean, it would even most of y'all's day. I don't know what y'all have.
Where does she come from, Denise?
College Station.
Oh, okay.
Bryan College Station.
Mace.
Oh, that's Nurses Day.
Can't do
so
anything on Nurses
spend
Day.
Spend time with the children. Wear the drunk goggles.
There you go.
Okay. May 8th.
Okay, so I'll check with them. And you'll check with, yes.
The Narcan for our campus.
Yes.
I mean, of course, the adults, yes. The children, how do you want to address that?
We'll talk later.
Okay.
I think they're very
so little. Asian
little.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of Shaq.
What we're teaching is what to do in an emergency. Like, if your adult person at home is not responding to you appropriately, like, you know, they're not talking, on the floor, what do? We call 911. I think that's more appropriate for our children than
having to do that.
We have some parents that might not want that for whatever reason.
They just need to be more aware of calling 911 or whatever.
Because they're not going to be able to, I mean, most would not be able to administer it.
Right,
so,
no.
I would think we just do what to do.
In an emergency situation. Yep, I agree.
And then don't, if you see it, don't touch it kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and then ask before you take it.
Right.
Kind of thing. Yes.
That's even the message with secondary kids. If you don't know what it is, don't put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
And then we will make them aware.
And they do anyway.
Some things about the candies gummies and stuff like that. Unfortunately, you know, we are going to talk about that a little bit because that could be an older brother or sister. You can give it to them, think it's funny, that kind of deal. Just be careful. Yep.
Because so many candies that have THC look like candies.
They do, so we don't want them to pick it up and take that. We want them to make sure they know what they're putting in their mouth, basically.
That reminds me a lot. Do y'all remember in the old days where we used to get those stickers with the green face, the yuck face?
Yes.
We used to go Boys in Control. I remember that. I remember like, I'm not supposed to touch that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't do that anymore. Okay, we're good? Moving on? All right. The last thing we need to talk about is the curricula, the Living Well Aware. I think last year, maybe at the end of the year, when we watched that, when they came in, Patricia Sulak? I don't know if y'all were in that meeting or not, but it's really not going to affect you guys because it'll be junior high is what we're looking to get a new curricula for them. So we need to approve this. I got pricing. And basically, the Access 6th, 7th, and 8th grade curricula will be $1,185. And this includes, the cost per grade is $395, includes one access code to platform per grade level. Additional access codes can be issued for design instructors and supportive administrative personnel at $50 each. So depending on how many people will have access, Wanda, I don't know. Y'all know in junior high, like how many people would need access to this curricula?
Probably one through grade level.
So we wouldn't really need to get any more access. But if we needed more access, it'd be $50. But so I think that's reasonable. We kind of talked about it, and Denise and I discussed it. So we'll give it to Wanda to go to the school board, obviously. But we need to kind of approve it here. So if anybody.
The only problem is I did not put that in my budget this year.
Okay.
And I know that doesn't seem like a lot of money to you, but that's a lot of money to you. So it may be the
okay. Well, as long as we just get it approved here, and then you can take it next year. I mean, because at this point, it's already
they're getting good stuff.
The school's almost. I mean, and they do it at the end of the year, right?
Coming and doing anatomy and physiology with the kids. The health department comes and does the dreaded STIs and the lovely pictures, and then our SROs are doing sex and the law.
But this is something, though, that you feel like we need to do, though, right, next year?
Well, if that's what the main reason this group was set up was for parents to have input into what we're teaching.
I mean, I think that
it
needs to probably be updated, you know.
Well, you know, Wanda, we're coming out of the budget already, so maybe if we approve it and then present it, you could get it added to your budget.
Right.
For next year.
For next year.
Yeah.
Because how long have we had the one right now that we currently have?
A long time.
So it's neat. I mean, I think it's time. And this seems very user-friendly, you know, the way they had a lot of videos to interact. You know, I don't know if you watched it last year with us, didn't you?
And they're very hands-on. Yeah, so, anything were ever to come up, you just had to call
them. Yeah, they're very easy to
work with.
Get a hold of. I mean, I asked for this and I got it in like 5 minutes. So, if we all are good, if anybody wants to approve this,
I'll make a motion that we approve it.
Tamara.
No, we need to make a motion.
Yes.
I don't like to do it since I'm writing the notes.
We need to make a motion to approve it. Would anybody like to approve this?
I'll make the motion to approve
approve this curriculum to be taken to the school board for Wanda to add to her budget for the 2024-25 school year.
Got it. You got all that?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Anybody like to second that?
I second.
Perfect. Okay. I don't think there's anything else on here unless there's anything else we need to talk about. Go ahead and send an invite out, Jamie.
Oscar looked into it and he said you did not send that.
He said you did.
That one of you did. What is your email?
Tammy B. At Quirrell Hospital.
He said it came from Tammy, T-A-M-I-B.
I didn't send that one, though. Did you maybe...
He looked into it and he said no.
Did you maybe send it? Why is your name on there, though?
So then I said, that's what I told him. Yeah. He hasn't got back to me again. He said he's going to have to dig deeper.
I know. Weird.
He said he's digging deeper.
I mean, I have sent invites before, but I don't...
He said on that particular
I didn't send that one.
He didn't go back to me, and I said, but look at it.
And it is very helpful when you send those Google
Yeah. Yeah.
I said, it has my name.
Right, they're on there. Like, yeah, exactly.
And he said when he looks back at whatever it is he does over there with his magic.
April 9th.
Taking people are magical to me because I don't get the way they think.
They can do it.
Back to anything.
I know, right?
Our next meeting is April 9th.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's looking
that's
to make
weird.
Sure I didn't get hacked, he said.
Okay, yeah, because that's...
Jamie, that were you messing in me?
Y'all have stars.
I don't think I hacked you. If I did, I'm pretty talented and I don't know it. But hey.
Star,
yeah.
That was star test week, y'all.
Oh,
star
yeah.
Star
testing.
We
don't
know.
No. Okay.
No, not for anyone.
So,
well, it's not going to be good for a good long while. We start like...
The window opens and they stagger testing. So they don't have all on the system.
I don't have that in front of me. I don't have all that put into my phone yet because we had moved some things around and made some changes. So I have that in my paper calendar. So
okay,
I wouldn't need to look at that.
Y'all kind of figure out what
or y'all do it, and then if it works out, you know, a lot of the times we're done by usually 12 anyways, to be honest.
Okay. So if we keep it on the day that we have scheduled, I mean, will it affect... I mean, other than y'all not being
I'm
able to be here.
I'm testing somebody, so I won't be here. I don't know if Miss Cerny will be here either, but she'll be monitoring.
Yeah, she'll have to facilitate, so she won't be able to leave until all the testing's complete. Yeah,
correct. And all the kids have all day long now to take
yes.
the test.
Yes.
Right.
Now, most of them will not, you know, they won't. By noon,
yeah,
they're like,
they're done.
Their brain is mush and they're done.
The second.
April.
About the 16th. The 16th?
16th? I don't know. Would anybody? Oh, we have manager's meeting. Wait, but it's in the morning now. It says
oh, yeah, that's right.
That doesn't affect
it. I'm not going to agree to anything because I don't have my testing information in front of me.
Do y'all want to try the 16th?
Do
and then
afternoon.
If you can make it, you can make it. If you can't,
yeah.
You know, I mean, it's hard to get everybody.
April 16th at 12:30.
All right, so if we're good, if nobody has anything else? No, we're good. Okay, so it's
a motion to adjourn.
Does anybody want to make a motion to adjourn?
Ruby Rodriguez will make the motion to adjourn.
Ruby, second that?
I'll second.
And Miss Denise. All right, thank you guys. Have a good day.
Thank you.